mail for the kitty. Oh, Sprinkles, come here. You've got a delivery. Meowbox.com is a subscription crate service that is designed for our kitty friends in mind. Meowbox.com offers a selection of hand-picked tasty treats and new good foods and some fun little toys for them to enjoy. Meowbox.com donates a can of food to local animal and rescue shelters on your behalf when you sign up. A variety of different subscription options can be found at Meowbox.com, and don't forget to use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off your first subscription. Isn't that great, Sprinkles? Mail that comes to the door, and it's just for you. Meowbox.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek's Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. The heat has broken. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from sweat, humidity, and death, because that's what it's been, and that's why we have to take the week off here, simply because, it's way too hot to record in our little studio, because we don't have air conditioning back here, and unless you want to hear giant fans the entire time, we decided to take a couple days off. But we are back. Lots of stuff to actually talk about this week. First off, gotta send a couple of shout-outs. First one to Adam Moore. This guy is an old fan of the prototype, and he just discovered that we've still been doing the show on here on Twig. So I sent him the link last night, really late last night. So thank you for being a fan and sticking it out with us. Another shout-out that I gotta send goes to Cam Dunn. This guy, holy shit, made my week. Earlier this week, I got a package. Thing must have weighed like 10 pounds or more. So I get this thing, and it's full of graphic novels, Pathfinder comics that I was missing, and I got these two awesome Batman and Robin figures from the latest DC Direct line. They're based upon the Batman animated series. Man, these things are friggin' sick. Like, my God, these things look gorgeous. So thank you, Cam. You've definitely made my time a little bit better recently. It's definitely cheered me up. And thank you for being a fan. I most definitely appreciate it. What else to talk about? Me and Jamie went to a Microsoft preview event this past weekend. We'll be talking about that on the prototype. You should see that tomorrow. Got a botched roller 2 in the can. You should see those later on in the week. I'm guessing like Thursday. What else to talk about? I'm reviewing currently Gears of War, the Ultimate Edition, and I guess the Gears of War Collection by extension. I'm working on that right now. What else do I want to talk about? I guess that's pretty much about it. Now, fair warning. Today's show, we're going to start off on a fairly serious note. And I don't want to get super political on here, but this is a show I wasn't planning on doing up until about probably a half hour ago. I received a message about this story, and a friend of mine, Kelly Bain, you may know her as Screaming Mantis within the internet communities, sent me this link, and I can't help but talk about it, because you know what, guys, enough's a fucking enough. So, let's start off this with a serious topic here, and I fully encourage you to email me about this to mike@thisweekingeek.net. The way this works out is, I believe in freedom of speech, absolutely. However, I do not believe freedom of speech means freedom from consequence. Furthering that, I believe I am like a talk show. Very much so. Which means you can come on and say whatever you want, I will not censor you. However, when it starts going into personal attack territory, the call gets dropped, you get blocked. And that's how we're going to proceed with today. Because honestly, reading about this story just makes my fucking blood boil. Okay, so this happened on Friday, but they released the information today. So the Boston Police Department has stopped a violent plot that was going to happen at the Pokemon Championship at the Hyannis Convention Center, which I actually went to the first PAX East at back in 2010. Two men have been arrested after allegedly threatening violence to the attendees at the Pokemon World Championship. A release from the Boston Police Department says they were notified of the social media threats on Thursday and were able to stop the two suspects as they attempted to enter the event a few hours later. The men were not arrested at that time. Detectives had discovered the two men had driven from Iowa with several guns in their vehicle that they did not have licenses for. After obtaining a search warrant for the vehicle, police found a 12-gauge shotgun, an AR-15, several hundred rounds of ammunition, and a hunting knife. On Friday, arrest warrants were issued for 18-year-old Kevin Norton and 27-year-old James Stumbo, and the men were taken into custody at their hotel in Saugus. I'm going to read a quote here from the Boston Police. The relationship between police and private sector security is important in both our community policing philosophy as well as our counterterrorism strategy. This incident served as a good example of private security reaching out to their local Boston Police District and relaying information to detectives and the BRIC analysts in order to identify the very real threat. The Boston Police Department Bureau of Intelligence and Analysis Commander Superintendent Paul Fitzgerald said. Both men have been charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, and other firearm-related offenses. In a statement, the Pokemon Company said they were made aware of the threat after attendees notified them of posts on social media. Prior to the event this weekend, our community of players made us aware. And my page is randomly refreshed on me. Sorry about that. Players made us aware of a security issue. We gathered information and gave it as soon as possible to the authorities at the John B. Hyannis Veterans Memorial Convention Center, who acted swiftly and spearheaded communication with the Boston Police Department. Due to the quick action and potential, the potential threat was resolved. The Pokemon Company International takes the safety of our fans seriously and will continue to ensure proper security measures are a priority. What the fuck is what I have to say? About this, because these guys were going there, presumably, allegedly, with the intention of shooting up the place. You're going after fucking kids. And enough's enough. Like, I'm yay, all whatever, your Second Amendment, which, Jesus Christ, I've had more arguments about this on my Facebook in the last 6 months than I care to remember. And it always comes back to, I need to protect myself. I need to have this weapon. Blah, 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 blah. And maybe it's because I'm Canadian. And maybe I just don't see it this way. Maybe you people can illustrate this to me. I don't know. But the fact that you feel the need to have a weapon on you at all times, does that not just seem a wee bit fucked up to you? I mean, obviously, yeah, there needs to be stricter laws and controls so people like this, like these pair of fucking Looney Tunes to get a hold of weapons. But the fact the weapon shouldn't be there in the first place. Like, Jesus, man. I'm so mad. I'm stuttering. I'm so mad in the very pit of my heart from this, because this could have very easily turned into like a Sandy Hook incident. Very, very easily, if nobody had jumped on this. And thank God they did. But you know what, guys? It's time to have that serious conversation about guns. I mean, legit. And there's always someone who says, I need it to protect myself. From fucking what? Like, Jesus, man. Or, I saw this great post on Facebook, and it was sort of like a guy, anybody who has open carry, they're just being a fucking toddler because they're showing off or whatever. If you can't go to the fucking Wegmans or the Wawa or the Sheets or wherever the hell you're going without an assault rifle, maybe you need to reconsider where you are living. Like, just fuck, man. Like I said, I fully encourage you to explain this to me. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing here. Like I said, you will not be censored, but if you are an asshole about it, then I don't want to deal with you. But I always welcome civil and reasonable discourse and conversation, because I really do like getting different perspectives on things. And I actually have had people on my Facebook who are pro-gun explain things to me. I'm like, okay, that I see. I understand that. Now tell me why you need armor-piercing bullets as a civilian. But okay. Once again, Mike at thisweekingkeek.net. I'm mad at the situation, guys, because this could have very easily turned into Sandy Hook. And no one wants to talk about dead kids. And I'm sorry to get political on this particular episode, but I really felt something needed to be said about this. Because this is... we as geeks, we're a community, and we gotta look out for each other. And I'm honestly surprised nothing terrible has ever happened from, say, a PAX or a Comic-Con or something. You know what I mean? Just, we're one step away from something like that, and that's what terrifies me. Okay, now, let's get to the show I was gonna do a couple hours ago. Let's talk the Nerd News Network, and maybe I want to things... man, I'm trying to find out, do I want to start things off on a happy note or a sad note? Well, I guess I already started it off on a sad note, so let's keep the pain train running. Evidently, there's an article coming to us from space.io9.com talking about the U.S. Space program losing money. And evidently, since the shuttle program ended, NASA's been paying Russia to ferry astronauts up to the International Space Station. The problem is, the price per seat aboard the spacecraft is getting nuts. So, now there has been, there is a plan in place to have private companies like SpaceX and Boeing work with this thing called the Commercial Crew Program and Commercial Resupply Services. And there are vehicles that do work, like the, there's the SpaceX Dragon, and there's the Boeing Corporation CST-1000. Now, these things are going through certification, and they're supposed to start carrying astronauts and whatnot, supposedly by, like, 2017. The problem is, the budget keeps getting slashed. Now, originally, when the Crew Commercial Program first showed up back in 2011, NASA wanted to spend $6 billion over 5 years to develop a pair of space taxis and get crew up there by 2015. So 4 years. And problem is, everything keeps getting pushed back. So they're talking that there's no date scheduled outside of maybe November 2017. Now, if you look at it, every year NASA's budget's been continually getting slashed. For example, in 2012, they asked for $850 million. They got $397. 2013, they asked for $830. They got $520. And the pattern keeps going, and it may suck continuously. So it's just kind of a kick in the teeth. Now, they're trying to get this year $1.2 billion, and that's just to keep up with the current contract. So, the Senate is just going to give them $900 million, and the House of Representatives isn't feeling much more generous than that. However, both Boeing and the SpaceX are racing to get their certification goals done, but they're going to come up short if NASA doesn't have the money to keep paying them so they can keep the development going on both of these things. And if that happens, then NASA has to renegotiate the contract they have with Russia, which is going to end up costing more money in the long run. That's kind of terrifying to me. I mean, we're in such an age of discovery. And I think it was John Oliver on Last Week Tonight, a couple weeks ago, was talking about the cost of a new football stadium. And I think Minnesota Vikings, I don't know football, is wanting to get, like, some ludicrously high number for a sports stadium. And for the cost of that, they could have funded the trip to Pluto. Man, priorities, guys. I'm just saying. I mean, I understand sports is a thing, and it's a great distraction. And, you know, it's showing off athleticism, blah, 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 blah. Science, man, that will actually help people. I don't care who can score more touchdowns. I care about understanding how the solar system works, just in case we need to get the hell out of Dodge, if something does happen on good old planet Earth here. So, once again, guys, get your shit together. All right, this one is going to be a short story, but I do have a thing to say about it. So there's a huge lawsuit that involved Gearbox Software, 3D Realms, and Interceptor, and this all comes down to Duke Nukem. Well, it's been settled. Gearbox won. They settled this, I'm pretty sure, like, at a court or something, and they're like, yep, here you go. Now, that brings up a very interesting question. Should there be another Duke Nukem video game? And I'm going to say yes. I would like to see another Duke Nukem game at some point. The problem is you have to have the right developers behind it to make it funny, to make it relevant. I mean, we saw earlier this year, and I don't know whether this is a good example, but follow me through. When they did the movie Kung Fury, which was such a ridiculous send-up of 80s action movie tropes, it was funny, and it worked. If we could get a similar treatment for Duke Nukem, sort of like, I don't know, if you could somehow make a less shitty version of Last Action Hero starring Duke Nukem, but he's in video games instead, kind of like how they had that Matt Hazard game a couple years ago, maybe you could go along those lines. I'm not entirely sure, because I don't think the Duke Nukem IP should die. I think there's a lot of potential there for a lot of really funny things to happen. The problem is, I just don't know whether that humor is necessarily going to translate well to a video game. Maybe a movie would be better. Or maybe, I don't know, like a short web series or something. I don't know. That's just what I'm just kind of spitballing here on that one. But that's just something I think that should happen. Next, coming up, we're going to talk about Captain America Civil War has officially wrapped production. So, or not wrap production, they've wrapped principal photography, so now it goes in the post with special effects, with scoring, editing, and all that sort of thing. And that's pretty exciting, because they've spent most of their principal photography in Atlanta, but they've also done stuff in Berlin and Puerto Rico. And it's supposed to come out next year on May 6th, so they've got ample time to get this done. My guess is they'll probably have picture lock, which is the final picture will be edited probably around January, if I had to guess. And then it's probably just, actually, nah, maybe February, and they'll have everything ready to go. And they'll just be adding in special effects and whatnot, making it all nice and pretty. I'm really, really excited for this movie. Seeing some of the leaked pictures come out, especially of T'Challa, the Black Panther. I'm a really huge fan of that character, especially after watching Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes. We're going to see Spider-Man on screen for the first time in this movie, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be it's going to be really awesome when all this happens. They were posting pictures on Facebook about this. They're all like hanging out thinking, yeah, we're done. So, man, now hopefully we'll get some more news out of this, because I know they showed off some footage at D23 a couple of weeks ago. So that's cool, the fact that they have enough for that. Now, hopefully we'll get a trailer for this. My guess is with Star Wars The Force Awakens, we'll see it. If not, definitely by Super Bowl time, for sure. But it wouldn't surprise me if we also got something like a teaser, maybe a teaser for a teaser for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when that premieres in September, because they've got the footage from D23, so why not? Okay, we're going to move on to my last story here, and this one I think is kind of, well, it's interesting to say the very least. The money is pouring in to pay for the world's first head transplant. There's a disabled scientist who wants to be the first guinea pig for this Frankenstein surgery, and he says enough funding has been received so the plans can move forward. So patient Valerie Spierendorf, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, has said major donations have started to arrive. But now this guy has a muscle wasting disease. So he's like in a wheelchair. His body is virtually becoming useless, but his head, for lack of a better phrase, is nice and fresh and everything still works. Now, he's going to be using the money to allow an Italian surgeon to develop plans for the controversial operation. Now, the surgery could take place in 2017 if everything goes according to plan. Now, supposedly reports are coming in that $100 million has been raised so far. Now, a lot of scientists are dubbing this surgery as reckless. But it's interesting to see how this is going to happen. So what they're saying here is they're going to try this this to happen in 2017 because the guy figures, you know what? I'm going to die anyway. I want something. He basically says, I'm not rushing, and these are his words, I'm not rushing to go under the surgeon's knife. I'm not shouting, come here and save me now. Because he kind of knows, I have a disease which often leads to death, but my first role in this project is not of that of a patient. First of all, I am a scientist, I am an engineer, and I am keen to persuade people, medical professionals, that such an operation is necessary. I'm not going crazy here and rushing to cut off my head, believe me. The surgery will take place only when all believe that the success is 99% possible. In other words, the main task is now to get support for Canavero from the medical community, that's the Italian doctor, to let him go on with his methods and to improve them within these two coming years. The men hope to carry out this operation in 2017 if all goes according to plan. Man. Now, another scientist has come out and said, this is a surgeon, Dr. Anzar Kabutia. I don't know. Once again, probably slaughtered it. He says, this may be real in the future, but it's hard to talk about head transplantation before spine regeneration becomes possible. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. Now, supposedly, what they're saying about the surgery is that this guy will prove it's totally possible. Valerie's head will be detached from his body and transferred to another in a matter of seconds, and the brain's blood flow will start in about 15 minutes. Wow. What a world that we live in. The fact that this could be possible. I've got so many questions about this. I mean, obviously, getting a head transplant is a big deal, but who's supplying the body? How does that work? Does that body have rights? I guess if that person's dead, or are they alive? Are they in a coma? Like, how does this work? I'm very excited to see how this all comes out, just because that would truly be science fiction made reality. And just living in a world knowing that something like that is possible. And just once again, the one scientist is saying, spine regeneration and whatnot. Just thinking about all the medical advances that could come out of this. Man, amazing stuff. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the Nerd News Network. Sorry that I got really impassioned at the beginning of the episode, but hopefully next week we'll have less stupid shit happening and I'll be able to be more cheerful and excited for you, because that's the way I want to be. And thank you all for sticking with us during this, like I said, really random heat wave we had to deal with. Coming up this week, we got a prototype that should be airing tomorrow, late in the day. We also have a boss role where I'm going to talk about world lore books and whatnot. And then another project I'm going to talk about. Basically, I can't remember whether I talked about character creation or something else. We also have our topic show, which will be coming up probably the week after next. Because it just seems to be the way it works now. We do the topic show for the month previous and the first week of that month. But it'll be Ryan, me, and Andrew talking about Mystery Science Theater 3000. Speaking of Ryan, I actually get to meet him for the first time this week, probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. He's coming up for some training session thing. And I'm really excited because I've known Ryan for years. but I've never met him. And he's been there for me as a good friend for so many things. And I'm really glad I get a chance to hang out with him and meet him. It's going to be exciting. Once again, big shout outs to Adam and Cam. Thank you both for being fans. And I appreciate you more than words can ever express. So until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd for ThisWeekInGeek.net saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@ThisWeekInGeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.